Hi, I'm Al Emmerich, director of the OneSpark Creator Academy, with another Creator Campfire Chat. And talking about campfires, you always hear great stories around the campfire. Well, being an entrepreneur means being able to tell a great story, but some people have challenges with it. Others, it's very easy for them. Either way, it's a huge element if you want to be successful at OneSpark or any other entrepreneurial effort. With us today is Jesse Sternschuss, founder of The Improv Effect, who has been working with companies all over the world on storytelling and a lot of other things. Jesse, welcome, and what's your story?
Hey, Al. Thanks for having me. So basically, I was doing improv my whole life and decided that I wanted to take those skills and see if people could use them at work, and it turned out they did. So what I did is I took those skills, applied them to real-world scenarios, and the rest is history.
What do you think the biggest challenges are for entrepreneurs in telling their story?
I think people think they need to fit a ton of information and sort of list things in order to get people's attention. And if they just think, go back to the basics, a beginning, middle, end, they tend to do a lot better.
Now, you were a performer as well as somebody who still performs, but most of your time is spent training companies. What tips would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur who wants to tell their story?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, simplify it. Think about who that main person or character is in your story and give them a name. Start there and then figure out how your product fits into that story where it makes that character change. So once they got a hold of your product, their lives got a lot better.
There's a lot of discussion and terminology that's thrown around. One of them, unique value proposition, lean canvas, things like that. Regardless of the terminology, what makes for a great story?
Again, I think if you can shape it into showing what was the world like before they got a hold of your product, and then how did it change for the better afterwards? Just telling a story in that simple of a way, I think, makes a big impact.
Some creators have also asked in the past, what about my personal story? What advice would you give about wrapping the personal story around the product story?
So I think if your personal story gives you credibility and it makes sense, it can be woven nicely into it, and that way people who are listening to what you're doing have a better idea of your background and why it matters to you.
So there you have it. Telling your story is an important part of the equation. A good story is always worth listening to. Jesse Sternschuss, founder of The Improv Effect, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having me, Al.
Music credits to Broke for Free and their song Luminous.